Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've been looking at the book of Ruth. In Ruth chapter 2, verses 21 to 23, it says, "And Ruth the Moabite said, 'Beside, he said to me, you shall keep close to my young men until they have finished all my harvest.' And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, 'It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted.' So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvests, and she lived with her mother-in-law. There are always times of vulnerability in life. During those times, there are those whom you can trust and those who would use your situation to better themselves. Those who use their power and authority and privilege and resource first and foremost to promote more for themselves are users and eventually become losers. Those who were needy could find help in Boaz's field. I imagine his reputation caused more and more needy people to join gleaning in his field. I suppose there were times when he wondered about all the handouts he handed out. I imagine there are times where he began to think, 'I need to make a living. There's too many people coming that have too many needs, and I won't be able to pay my own staff. I won't be able to feed my own family. I won't be able to run a business.' Well, anyone that's ever grown anything in the ground knows that it only grows if God allows it to. The conditions have to be right. We're not in charge of the actual growth. Only God can do that. Boaz could have been somebody who didn't have any crop at all, but God gave him an abundance. And instead of being self-centered with his abundance, he was generous with it. Not only was he generous, but he would make sure that all those he was generous with were cared for while they were in his presence, or on his field, or with his workers. Boaz was somebody who understood the responsibility that comes with being a successful business person. This isn't all about Boaz. It isn't about using the people for your own benefit. It's about enjoying the blessings that God brings your way and figuring out how he wants you to use those for the best of the kingdom. Success will never be measured by how much money I have or how many toys I have or how many people I controlled or used to get there. It will be measured by how I walked with God, loved those in this world that needed to be loved, and cared for those who needed caring. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, in the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.